Incoming college freshmen are getting ready to head to school for the fall semester, and high school seniors are getting ready to write those college essays for their applications. So, what to write? Well, if you believe a new startup called Admitsy, which pays admitted students to share their essays with applicants, different colleges favor specific words and topics. The words experience and difficult appeared more often on successful Harvard essays, according to Admitsy. Passion and happy, more common in successful Stanford essays. Harvard seems to prefer essays about personal challenges. Brown about volunteer work. Joining us now is Lisa Maselli, the director of college counseling at the University of Illinois Laboratory High School, my old school in Urbana, Illinois. Lisa, welcome back.
Thanks, Jeremy. Great to be with you.
So what do you think about this? What would you tell a student who decides, you know what, I want to give myself every advantage getting into college. I'm going to go and sign up here and get this information and use the words that people who have been successful in getting into the school that I want to get into have used in their essays?
I guess I would caution them on not taking something as a prescribed list to possibly craft their voice, because the number one thing we want kids to be is authentic. Be themselves. If they literally fall prey to using a list of buzzwords to help them craft their voice, what happens when they're possibly in an interview? Is someone going to be whispering in their ear, "Oh, remember you wrote mother in this essay, but you called your parent mom in the interview"? There's a way that we try to build kids' comfort level. We help empower them to be themselves. We want their story to be in their voice. So my fear is that if they end up, let's say, focusing too much on buzzwords, that they're going to be sweating the small stuff.
And by the way, when you brought up mother and mom, what you're talking about there is this company, Admitsy, that's gone through all the data, and they found that if you use the term mother and father, you're more likely to be admitted to Harvard, whereas if you're using mom and dad, those appeared more frequently in essays that were successful at Stanford. So that's what you're talking about there. But, you know, it's nice for you to say, oh, don't pay any attention to this, but it appears to work in some ways, right?
Well, the hard thing about those type of tips is that it's out of context. I mean, unless I truly was looking at the complete essay and understanding the student and understanding where their story is coming from, I mean, do I think that students are inspired by example essays? Absolutely. Do I believe in giving students sample essays? Heck, college admissions officers provide sample essays. So there definitely is a purpose and a reason why we let students have access to essays to help them understand this is a different type of writing. This isn't an academic paper. You're not writing for social studies. You're telling a story. You want to be compelling. There's details that have to be shared to go deeper to make it your own. And I just have a fear that the buzzwords or these tips might be construed as shortcuts to the process or shortcuts to them thinking deeply about who they are. Oftentimes they want to know the essay prompts, and I'll say, wait a minute, you need to start doing research on you as a person and who you are, what moves you, what inspires you, what adjectives you would use to describe yourself. And imagine now if there potentially is a site that gives them the acceptable adjectives that you must be for a certain school. I don't ever want that creating more barriers and more anxiety for students.
What are the most common things that kids write about in their essays?
Oh, gosh. You know, there is no topic that is off the table. The bottom line is they're high school students. So what happens in a high school student's life? They have things to talk about regarding sports, extracurriculars, volunteering, maybe challenges in their high school courses, maybe things in relationships or friendships or being bullied or how they had something happen in their personal life. So the key is to not obsess over maybe what you're writing about. But I always use a very simple example and say, if your essay blows out into the hallway and there's no name on it, someone should pick it up and know that it was Jeremy's essay because it was so uniquely you that the details unveiled that story, Jeremy, in a way that it's not going to be considered a cliche high school essay. That's the key to these.
So what you're saying is that these companies like Admitsy are not helping students. They're hurting.
Conceptually, do I think it's a great idea, again, to have seniors have access to essays to help them? Absolutely. I just don't want kids and families to assume that if you pay, you get this insider information, because sharing college essays is not some underground information network that's never happened before. It's always happened. And I also would say the last thing that I don't want students to bypass is working hard. This is going to take time. It does take effort. It's not easy. And I don't have the answer, Jeremy. Everyone's crazy nowadays. Everyone's busy. I don't have the magic wand to give people more than 24 hours in a day. So I get it. It is more frenzied, and the admissions acceptance rates are getting stiffer. But I hope that, you know, counselors and people who are helping students can actually just be a voice of reason, help them think about the big picture, and again, keep some of the joy in the process.
Lisa Maselli, the Director of College Counseling at the University of Illinois Laboratory High School in Urbana, Illinois, my old school. Lisa, thanks as always.
Oh, thank you, Jeremy.
And Lisa has sent us some tips on how to write a great college essay. You can find that at hereandnow.org.